My waiting and waiting was rewarded this day. When I looked out upon the high glow that goes over the Brecon Hills at sunset, the glow of the forest line and the hillside, I could little realise that dawn would soon bring you and many armoured men back from the north. All day we watched as the procession pour along the road to the villages and the town. A feast of welcome is prepared and the whole castle is busied. Then I saw you, my knight. You strode into the palace and I wanted to catch your eyes, but instead of coming to find me, you went straight to the king. With your men, you went to report. And women are not allowed. I paced up and down. Then I was called to help dress the princesses and the queen. We were all allowed to wear our finest dresses, and the queen asked for me to be by her side in particular. Oh, curse my luck. Of all the days to be chosen for such a high honour. But it means I cannot slip away to see you. If she needs me. The other ladies help me wear my hair in little braids with pearls, as I will be serving at the king and queen's high table. The princesses keep giggling, but I don't know why. Finally, I help gather the long train of the queen's heavy robes, and we walk into the great hall where we are all gathered. There is a usual hush and sighs of awe at their majesty's splendour and great beauty. The princesses are all coming of age, and suitors are hoping for the chance of the king's blessing to pursue their hands. I can't wait to hear of the great deeds that have been done, especially to hear of you, sir, my Sir Knight. I want to see you properly. Oh, the relief to know you didn't fall in battle. Oh, my Lancelot. I wonder if you're like him. Like the stories of old. I keep hoping for a chance to smile at you, but none come. I'm needed for the traditional foods and to bring the wine and extra cushions. Then the king stops proceedings to make his speech. I heard the queen reminding him. She says he must before the room is too drunk. I giggled and she flashed me a look, so I stopped. But she winked at me. She's also all smiles for the festivities. The prince, her son, was returning too, and she looks very happy. I relax. I'm happy, really. I know I can see you tomorrow, and it's just I'm so impatient. Especially after last time. Oh, last time. I can still feel the gentle strokes over my back. Your fingertips on my soft skin. You let my sighs guide your fingers as you chose their path along my shoulders. Down my breast and along my stomach. You eased me as I suffered with quinsy. My poor throat so sore. You brought me honey from the abbey and fed me a spoon of it. But your kisses on my body were sweeter than any honey, though. And I wanted to please you so. But we slept, and I heard your breaths as you held me all night. Though in the morning you were gone, you had left before we were discovered. And that was the last time I felt you close, till tonight. I tried to glance to see you. You have a thick, dark, luxuriant beard now. You must have let it grow because of the cold weather in the north. Your shoulders look stronger, but your cheeks thinner from fatigue of the last 3 months. I long to kiss you. The king announces the knights who are to be rewarded. Each knight gets a parcel of land and a payment of gold from the treasury. With it, a good life till needed again in battle. Lots of names are read out. Then your name, and I feel my chest swell with pride for you. I can't help looking and watching as you approach the king and kneel before him. Oh, he's so handsome. Then the announcement of your marriage. What? I spin round as the words escape my lips. The queen notices and holds my wrist tight. I close my mouth as my heart breaks. I'm straining to hear, and the jug in my free hand trembles. I put it down on the table. Be still, my child. It is a great honour for him. He is the bravest and the king's favourite. The king will choose a bride for him wisely. I shudder as I hold back the tears of my breaking heart. Oh, I can't live through this. I want to hide my blushing shame. The queen must have seen my heart when I heard you were to be betrothed. I kneel at her feet. And then I feel a hand on my shoulder. Your hand. I turn, and you lift my chin up to see you, as the big tears fall, brimming over from each of my eyes. I look up to meet your eyes. Brown, smiling eyes sparkle at me. Your fine clothes make you look wonderfully handsome to my loving eyes. I claim my lady. Say the words and I look around, my eyes wobbling, confused. The queen releases my wrist and bids me to stand up with my lord. My lord. My lord. I stand up and all the princesses and ladies laugh and look cheerful. You are to be mine, Lady Elaine. Will you give me your hand? I finally realise that it is I who have been given to you. I am to be yours. and all the court can see it. I love and kiss your hand, holding it with both of mine. I turn to the queen and kiss her hands, and she laughs. And I run and kneel at my king's feet and kiss his ring too. Thank you, thank you. Everyone laughs at my pleasure. I turn to you and run back to your arms. I shall never leave your side. You smile and lead me away from the feast. Against the wall of the courtyard, you push me and kiss me with such vigour it knocks the air from me. You wait for me to recover and then kiss me gently till every part of me, every muscle, every nerve and sinew is warmed through. You grasp my arm and drag me to the chapel and then to the altar, and I kneel next to you before the priest, who speaks in Latin over both of us. I put my hands together to pray and tremble with happiness. I look out at the corner of my eye, and you two are smiling and peeping at me sideways. The Latin stops, and I am announced, anointed with an oil on my forehead, and so are you. Then you take my hand, take me to the door to the chapel. Your equerry is standing there with your horse, and you set me atop and lead me, sitting on your horse, out through the gates. I sit proudly, I sit tall, my head held high, being led through as the people of the town see me led by my very own Sir Knight.